A new book by President George W. Bush shows portraits he painted of wounded veterans. And that collection includes one retired sergeant major from Fort Campbell. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, he met Bush as a result of his injury.
Christopher Self was stationed next to an Iraqi prison in Baghdad in 2005 when the inmates tried to escape. In the shooting match that followed, Self was shot twice. One bullet paralyzed his lower right leg.
So we had the foot amputated in July of 2006, and I returned to duty in May of 2007.
He was also able to return to an active life with the help of prosthetics. A few years later, Self went to a clinic in Texas to get fitted for a prosthetic leg for biking, where he happened to meet President Bush touring the facility. Bush told him,
"Well, you have to come up to my ranch sometime so we can ride together." And I was like, "Oh, well, you same time and place, sir. I'll be there. You're the boss." And he said, "Friday at 9 o'clock.
Their biking excursion led to Self's ongoing involvement with Bush's foundation. Still, he was surprised to find out that the former president had painted this portrait of him for a book that came out this week. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.